out west.
Way out west.
Stories told.
Stories told.
By friendly cobra. Tiny and bold.
Tiny and bold.
He will talk about local stories that normally don't have schnauzers, but they're stories. Yippee-yay, community quick hits. Yippee-yay, community quick hits. Everybody loves community quick hits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Community quick hits. Brought to you by
Tin Cane Premium Rum.
Once again, here's Cobra.
So this morning, the last morning of the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout, I was sleeping pretty good. Now, my tent was within an earshot of the broadcast. Only Rich Phillips, though. He was the only one that was able to pierce that wall of sound that I thought was above. I thought I had enough room, but I could hear Rich Phillips.
The ticket flugel horde.
But I was sleeping good enough to where I thought that I would sleep through Rich. Even though I went to bed reasonably early, it turned out to be late because I just laid there looking at the stars, basically, Frito. So, anyway, I finally fall asleep, probably around 1 or something after you guys get off the air. And I know I was sleeping good because I know I didn't wake up, unlike the night before where it was every 15 minutes.
You didn't go to sleep till after we got off the air?
No.
Well, why didn't you come join us?
I couldn't speak.
You just needed to take a little bit of a breather. You go over there. Why not go over there for about 30 minutes or so and lay down, get your head right, and come over.
I should have.
You just need some attention from me.
Well, anyway, I know I was sleeping good because I know I didn't wake up. So, about 5 o'clock. I knew it was 5 o'clock because I heard somebody, and I look at my phone, and it said 5. I hear somebody walking, and they're really loud, and it was a girl. I'm like, what is going on, man? Now, the owner of the ranch is a buddy of mine, and I thought maybe for whatever reason his wife had something to tell me, but I'm like, why 5 in the morning? What's the point here?
How things in the marriage aren't going so well?
Yeah. Can you talk? So then I hear this voice. I'm like, I don't recognize this voice at all. It's coming closer and closer and closer, and then I finally hear, wakey, wakey, Channel 8's here. Get up, boys. Let's go. Come on.
Wakey, wakey.
And I'm going, what the F? Well, I don't make a peep. She is within a foot of my tent. And I don't say anything. I don't move. Because I don't want to be on TV at 5 in the morning with Channel 8. I did not care one whit about that. So, I'm perfectly still, knowing that she'll go away. Oh, no. No. Then I hear, God, I can't hear anybody snoring in this tent. I guess nobody's in here. Let's do the live shot here. So, by this point, what do I do? Do I get up and say, get away?
I'm surprised you didn't yell something.
Or do I fight through this and just sit through a live shot that's right next to me? Now, it's not just a live shot that's like, okay, we have 20 seconds and go, and the live shot's over. No, this is setting up the camera, setting up the IFB, putting the microphone on, getting lighting done, getting the camera ready. So after like 2 minutes of this, I'm at a critical mass point where I either say something now or I just let it all slide. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to talk to this wench. I don't want anything to do with her. I'm just going to let her do her thing, and hopefully I'll go to sleep here in a little bit. So,
how'd that work out for you?
20 minutes later, after I hear about all of her problems, all the cameraman's issues, where he went to college, how nice he was for giving her his coat, how cold she was, how dumb we were for camping out there, how far she had to drive, how much she got lost, how she had to call Gordo at 4 in the morning to get directions, how she was hungry, how she needed her coffee, every damn thing about her life, right in my ear. And all the while, I am not moving a muscle. Nothing.
But you can't go back to sleep either.
No, and they got TV lights on your tent.
Oh, yeah. I'm hearing everything until finally I hear 3 minutes. whatever your name is, Sean. I don't even know. I think that's her name.
Sean Gables.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. 3 minutes, and then I'm 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, guys! As you can see, I'm out in the middle of nowhere, over 100 miles away from any city, out in the woods. I'm here with 3 sports experts. I dare you to guess who I'm with and where we are. If you can figure out where me and the 3 sports experts are, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. Okay, guys, talk to you in a second. Pause and cameraman. Great job, Sean. That you really nailed that one. That was great. Home run. Do you want to stay here? No, let's go over to the broadcast site now. Wakey, wakey, everybody. Channel 8 here. Oh. Now, I blame this all on Gordon. In his relationship with Channel 8.
And did he set this up?
Of course he did. He had to get on TV. Had to get the camera crew out there. And mind you, they drove in from Dallas. They left at 2 a.m.
God.
At 2 a.m. to get out there for what turned out to be little 30-second waste of time throughout the course of their first 30 minutes of broadcasting.
Boy, this must have been the slowest of news days for them to even think about coming out there all that distance to cover a radio station with a bunch of jerkwads camping out.
Yeah, and you know what? She doesn't
get
even...
They're all sleeping out of here.
Except for a handful of guys.
Now, I am praying to Jeebus that you hear this because your tent is about 50 yards away from me, but surely...
I heard none of this.
That speaks to your drunkenness, because on a normal night, dude, you would have woken up, and I'm sitting there with my phone, and I'm getting ready to text Mike saying, get out here and stop this. But then I'm like, no, I don't want them to hear my phone, you know, like, click, 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 click. I don't want them to know I'm in here now. I'm past that point.
I hear you.
I know you're... Wakey, wakey!
Oh, God.
Yes, yes. So she didn't even know where she was, and the gall of this woman to go parading around these tents with grown men who are trying to sleep at 5 in the morning. She thinks she's involved in some bit. She has no clue. I'm here with 3 sports experts! What does that even mean?
Who are they?
Mike, I mean, Craig, George, and Gordon.
I wish he'd have gone and looked in Dan's tent and he'd have opened his sleeping bag. He was buck naked.
Pink torpedo!
Uh-oh. Somebody's happy to see me!
Let's hope not.
Well, put yourself in her position. Some boss of hers, tell her to drive out to the middle of nowhere and make a story out of this.
Why? Do you know what is newsworthy about this?
Do you know how much gas Channel 8 wasted to get out there? Because I do. It was half a tank of gas for me there and back, which, you know, to fill up a car now, it's $75.
You're driving at 85 miles an hour.
You're damn right I am. So it did not pay off for them. At 5 a.m., too? Who the F is watching you at 5 a.m.? You know? I can tell you who. Nobody! Nobody! And to interrupt my sleep, and guess what? Guess who couldn't go back to sleep? Me! And I was perfectly sleeping soundly until Channel 8 showed up.
You should have gotten up and told her off.
The only thing that I thought at the end was to interrupt her tease.
Yes,
and like
her.
And like jump through the tent like,
now that would have been good.
Yeah, I know,
gold.
But I just...
Somebody's not happy to see me.
Oh, yeah. Who's got the grumpy face? Oh, God, morning television. You are terrible.
Hasn't had his first cup of coffee yet.
Not yet. Let's change all that. Here's some Joe.
Should we tell everybody about Dan?
Being nude?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, quickly.
So
huge, quickly.
Gordon and George and I are going around waking everybody up. Wakey, wakey. We go over to Dan's.
This is 8:45.
Yes,
by the way.
This is 8:45. And Dan has not gained consciousness at all yet.
Had you already been to my tent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He is quite groggy. So Gordon starts peppering him with questions. He's laying in a sleeping bag. And finally he said, we've got audio from this, right? Yes. All right, let's listen.
We're right outside the tent of Dan McDowell. He looks so comfy in there. He does. I wonder when he went to sleep.
Set it on fire.
It was after one, I know that much.
Here, I'll get the deer leg.
Okay.
Now, does he still sleep nude at these things?
Brain tape, as Gordo calls it. Or Junior calls it.
Creepy, Mike?
Totally.
The deer leg.
Morning, Dan.
Oh, God, it smells.
Morning, George.
Smell that.
Why are you doing that?
I'm not doing it. He is doing it.
Why are you supporting that?
I'm not supporting it. I'm against it.
It's a wake-up smell.
Listen.
Hi there, Mr. Dan.
Here, I'll throw it in your
hand. Hey, Mike.
Don't throw
last
it.
Night... After the deer carcass was thrown on Corby.
Do not put that in his tent.
Don't. Gross. He just put it right by his... I'm sorry, Dan.
I don't approve of that message.
This is the...
Deer leg loves you. Hello, Dan. It is me. Beloved deer leg.
All right. You know what's great?
What's great?
Camping and sleeping naked.
You're not naked? Are you really?
Woo! Oh my God! Oh no!
Right about then, he unzips his sleeping bag, and there are the twig and berries for everybody.
So, whenever was that him going woo like that? Could you hear that right before woo, like a burlesque dancer?
Right.
You know?
Yep.
That's so awesome.
Camping and sleeping naked.
Are you naked? Are you really?
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
He is naked.
Let's let George laugh.
He won Camper of the Year for that,
too. Yes, he did. Mm. I got to tell you, that is one of the five most major things that I've seen in my time at the ticket.
what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, out of all the time we've been together, I don't think I've ever seen the penis of anybody else. Of any of our colleagues. Have you?
I mean, I don't know. No, I guess not.
Definitely not willingly.
No.
And that was definitely
playgirl-esque. Yes, it was. All right, there's a little camp out fun to wrap up Community Quick Hits. The concert calendar is on the way.
Let's just say that I would imagine that those are the terms that it's being thought in by just about everybody.